Does that green thumb have your grass looking a little brown? Let the experts at Rosie on the House bring the life back to your lawn. Talk to the pros now at 1-888-ROSIE4U.
We start this segment in Queen Creek, Chris's backyard, talking about his pumpkins. If you'd like to join the conversation, you may. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. Chris, go ahead, sir.
Good morning. So I planted pumpkin seeds. Didn't think anything would happen. I was trying it with my daughter, and 5 days later, there's 10 little pumpkin plants growing. Having done this, now I'm reading about it in hindsight, and it says it's kind of hard to keep them alive. Is there truth to that, or do you have any tips that I can? I'm watering them once a day in the evening, and I was wondering if you had any tips to keeping them alive.
Well, in theory, to have a pumpkin that you can carve by Halloween, we would do that in sometime in July. So you're maybe a month ahead of things, which is going to maybe cause you to use more water to keep them alive. Pumpkins get big quick and they have a great big leaf, and they, you know, so they lose lots of water. They need lots of water. You can do it. It's just, you know, you might want to even shade it a little bit for a while until, you know, they start getting bigger, and maybe you get closer to August or early September. The monsoons will help. The theory of that is if you plant them in July, they germinate real quick because it's warm. And then as they get bigger, we're getting more monsoon moisture, cloudier days, and eventually cooler. And then, of course, you got to, you know, it takes a while to grow a pumpkin. So I don't know what to tell you other than just, you know, the weather will tell you how much watering you're doing, will tell you how well they're doing. You can probably do it if you put your mind to it.
And it's funny, pumpkins and other melon vines, cantaloupe, watermelon, every time we do it, I think, man, we're not getting anything. And then all of a sudden out of nowhere, you've got a melon everywhere. It's amazing how well they hide under those leaves, and you really have to spend a lot of time out there.
Yeah. Or you know, one day they're this big, and the next day they're 2 feet long. You know, yeah, they do grow fast, but you will have to really pay attention to the watering.
You got to get them rooted good.
Yep.
Let's bring Lucille in, calling from San Manuel. Good morning, Lucille.
Good morning. I have a question about my Chilean mesquite. It's about 6.5 years old, and I had heard I wasn't supposed to prune it much, and the branches are drooping so low, it's hard to get under it.
Well, you can prune it, you know, enough so that you can walk underneath it, and you know, keep it up off the ground a little bit. Sure, you just don't want to prune it just to prune it, but if you're trying to correct something or help cause it to be shaped a little better. A lot of times this time of year we want to prune mesquite so maybe they're a little more open so that monsoon storms, those big wind gusts we get, can travel through the tree and it doesn't catch so much wind and break. So, you know, a little bit of thinning and lifting them up off the ground, is there's not a problem doing that at all.
What about shaping it so that it goes up higher and isn't so low, because the branches keep, you know, hanging so low once they get their leaves and fruit on them?
Yeah, you can start trimming some of the lower branches and the lower hanging limbs. Definitely, you could do that anytime.
When I planted those mesquites at my house, I got from Harper's, and they were multi-trunk. Mm-hmm. Most of them came with two stems, and it was the first 5 or 6 years I had to trim them like 4 or 5 times a year. They grow so prolifically, and then by the time they get bigger and established, you don't have to worry about it so much. But I mean, it is a very maintenance, if you want it.
Depending on how you want it to look,
And that's, I was trying to do the same thing.
Right.
If you're to grow up.
They're in a yard or around, you know, where you got to walk around and under and through. You know, you don't want them down there hitting you in the face every time you walk by it.
And sometimes you just got to let it go. You got to let the tree do what it will. And
right.
I mean, mesquite's a bush. We turn it into a tree.
No, exactly. You're right. And Jeromey mentioned multi-trunked. Really, if you go out in the desert and look at our native mesquites, they're all pretty much either low-branched or multi-trunked, and they are a big bush. And it's when we try and turn it into a tree that we have a lot of problems. We plant them in little narrow strips. You see them in the medians or the roadscapes where they can't get big and wide and bushy. And we've got this huge, because they still grow just as fast. So we got this huge top and this little trunk and a little root system. And the first monsoon storm comes along, they're blowing over or breaking off.
They sure are pretty right up to that point.
Yeah.
And the benefit with the Chilean, are those the ones that have minimal thorns on them?
Or none.
Or none.
Yeah.
That's a huge benefit on a mesquite.
Well, you know, if you're trying to climb in it, it is for sure.
Well,
if you're trying to use
trimming.
It, if you're trying to use it to maybe keep somebody from being where they shouldn't, you know, the thorns can actually help you a little bit. And then we learned about mesquite beans the other day, too, and that how beneficial those are.
Jennifer harvested another whole bunch just the other day, made a whole another big container of flour, and we're going to talk actually they've got a seminar coming up we're going to talk about harvesting the saguaro flour and what to do with it. We're going to talk about that in our staycation segment at 9 o'clock.
She may be able to start selling those. We had a couple people write in, including Maggie. Where can I buy those? Where can I buy those? I've tried to find them everywhere.
If Jennifer would mass-produce her mesquite tortillas and her prickly pear tea, we could retire, Romy. You and I could retire.
You got that, Mom?
On it.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.